This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. There's little to do when you get on an elevator but stare at the doors and wait for your floor to come up. But for some USF business students, a recent contest turned an elevator ride into a job interview.
There's only one international marketing student that possesses three core values: leadership, innovation, and consistency.
For the fifth year, the College of Business held its elevator interview competition, which gave students the chance to pitch themselves to a job recruiter. Dean Moez Lamayam.
We always say the importance of the first impression, where you see someone and you have less than 1 minute to make a great impression so that person can follow up with you. The elevator speech allows you to do that.
Nearly 200 students signed up for the contest. 22 made the finals, which were held in the tallest building in downtown Tampa, the former Regions Bank building. Each finalist took two trips with a judge up to the 37th floor and back down. That gave them just 1 minute to shine.
My name is Austin Lane. I noticed you were an audit partner at a public accounting firm. You know, gone are the days where accounting was primarily viewed as a career for boring bean counters. Accounting calls for a new type of an accountant.
For accounting senior Austin Lane, it was a pretty high-pressure situation.
On a day-to-day basis, all the communication that we have is not really like that. So you're put into that kind of environment, you're really forced to have to adapt to it. But it's also exciting to be able to be put in that position.
An accounting freshman, Magdala St. Louis, said it was good preparation for eventual meetings with possible employers who will only know her as a name on a piece of paper.
Your resume, they only look at it for about 30 seconds. So in being able to have a good personality, be able to speak to someone clearly and present yourself well is crucial, especially in an interviewing aspect.
Local hiring managers judged the contest, including Tom Murphy from construction business Titan America.
Interestingly enough, this is something that we use to train our managers with, on how to speak fluently about their ideas and what's going on in their business to executives. So we find this to be very similar to what we try to do with our people in our organization.
Seven finalists were chosen. They then had another 60 seconds to present themselves to all of the judges in a boardroom.
Have you ever driven by to see the foundation of a house and then driven by a few months later to see the final product? Well, hello. My name is Magdala St. Louis, and I am that foundation.
First, second, and third place winners were named, with each receiving a Kindle Fire and cash, including a $1,000 grand prize. Magdala St. Louis took second.
I think my personality, I'm very energetic, so I think that helped me convey well.
And first place went to
Austin Lane. Austin.
I've been put in a situation where I had to speak to a crowd before, and so the nervousness didn't really get a hold of me.
And as much as it was a contest, Dean Lamayam said the competition was actually about preparing the students for the real world.
Our vision is to be able to place every single student who is admitted to the College of Business before they even graduate. This is a great way to do it.
To get some elevator interview tips from the students and judges, as well as see video from the competition, visit the University Beat link at our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.